Brothers and sisters,
我们也来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神，我们一起来到你的面前来感谢赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we all come before you to give thanks to you.
主，感谢你从万万人之中，你分别出你的儿女。
We thank you for have separated us from the peoples on earth.
主，也感谢你真的赦免我们一切的过犯，让我们能够在耶稣基督里得到罪的赦免。
We also thank you for forgive all our sins, that in Christ Jesus all our sins we are forgiven.
主，你是圣洁、慈爱、怜悯、从全公义的神。
Lord, you are the Lord, holy and complete, perfect and righteous and the just God.
主，你让你儿女所经历的一切都是为我们的好处。
Anything that happened in our life is for our own good.
主，你今天把我们聚在一起来敬拜你，就求主你的圣灵引导我们每个人的心。
Lord, it is your call that we gathered here to worship you. May your Holy Spirit bless the worship.
让主我们透过你的话语能够明白你的真道。
Through your words, let us truly understand your way.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那么陶素呢？他是美国二十世纪一位蒙神重用的一位仆人。
A.W. Tozer is a very famous and a man that God used.
那么他也是一生写了很多的作品。
And he wrote many books in his life.
那么他写的这个渴慕神和认识至圣者，至今仍是很多人的祝福。
And the book that he wrote, that Knowledge of the Holy, and also the book that Thirsty for God, is a book that used by many churches.
而且仍在不断地影响着许多基督徒的生命。
And still influence many Christians' life.
那么他在《认识至圣者》这本书中有这样一段描述。
And in his book, Knowledge of the Holy, he wrote this.
他说，正确的认识神不仅是神学系统神学的基础，也是基督徒实际生活的根基。正确的认识神是根基，敬拜是殿宇。若根基不稳，殿宇倒塌是迟早的事。对于神错误的认识会摧毁其信仰。以色列长期的生涯中已经足够清晰地证明了这一点，教会的历史也确认了这一点。教会遵从神是必要的，凡指当教会在各个方面降卑神，教会的敬拜活动以及教会的道德标准都会随之下滑。对任何一个教会来说，降卑神就是它下滑的第一步。
So a right conception of God is basic not only to systematic theology but also to practical Christian lifeliving as well. It is to worship what the foundation is to the temple. Where it is inadequate or out of plumb of the whole structure must sooner or later collapse. Perverted notions about God soon rot the religion in which they appear. The long career of Israel demonstrates this clearly enough, and the history of the church confirms it. So necessary to the church is a lofty concept of God.That when that concept in any measure declines, the church, with her worship and her moral standards, declines along with it. The first step down for any church is taken when it surrenders its high opinion of God.
那么陶素牧师的意思是在说，对我们每个信徒来说，最重要的是要正确的认识神。
So the main point of from A.W. Tozer is that for every Christian, it is very essential to have a right knowledge of God.
对教会整体来说，最重要的是要遵从神。
And for the church, the whole church, that most important is that we uphold God high.
那么我们都是受造物，而神他是造物主。
We are all creatures, only God is the creator.
作为受造物，我们只能靠神自己给我们他的启示来认识他。
As a creature, we only can know God through God's revelation.
所以神不是你我猜出来的，也不是你我基于我们个人的经验整理出来的。
So God is not a God that we can guess who he is or through our life experience that we come to the knowledge of him.
对于这位造物主，我们需要完全是靠他的启示来认识他。
So for this creator, the only way that we know him is through his revelation.
所以只能是让他自己告诉我们他是谁。
So only by himself that he tells us that who he is.
那么神的启示呢，它是有两种的方式。
So there's two kinds of revelation from God.
就是一般启示还有特殊启示。
And the general revelation or special revelation.
一般启示就是指的神的创造以及他对宇宙万物之间的护理。
So the general revelation is God's creation and also his providence for his creation.
而特殊启示呢，就是整本新旧约圣经关乎神救赎的计划。
And the special revelation is whole Bible and through the Bible that God reveals his salvation plan.
然而我们都是被罪污秽的罪人。
But we all sinners that are polluted by sin.
我们不可能靠自己有限有罪的本能和理性来正确的认识这位造物主。
By our own rations and our own knowledge that we cannot know this God.
也不可能靠我们自己来明白他给我们的启示。
And we cannot understand God's revelation by our own imagination either.
所以呢，主耶稣呢，在约翰福音的16章13节这样告诉他的门徒。
So in John chapter 16, Jesus told his disciples.
他这样说，他只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，因为他要将授予我的告诉你们。
Verse 13, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come.
所以这些经文呢，它告诉我们，我们要想正确的认识神，明白他的真理，必须由圣灵来帮助我们。
So through these scriptures that tells us that if we truly want to know this God, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
所以这也是今天使徒保罗那么在这里告诉我们的，就是圣徒呢，只有靠着圣灵的重生，才能知道神的恩召和神他的荣耀。
So this is also taught by Paul, that all the Christians that can know God calling and his glory only through that God born us again.
我们来通过下面几点来思想这个主题。
So we can talk about this through the following points.
就是圣灵使圣徒生命改变。
So the Holy Spirit that changes a Christian's life.
而圣灵也帮助圣徒正确认识神。
And the Holy Spirit also helps Christians to know God rightly.
圣灵也帮助圣徒知道神的恩召和他的荣耀。
And the Holy Spirit also helps the saints to know God's calling and God's glory.
我们先来看第一点，就是圣灵使圣徒的生命改变。
So first, let us take a look at how the Holy Spirit changes a saint's life.
我们先来看第15节到16节前半部分。他这里说，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神。
Verse 15, for this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you.
那么这里的因此呢，那是指前面所提到的神给 他的儿女所预备的各样的福气。
So for this reason, here points out to the previous verses that all the blessings that God gives to His children.
那我们也知道保罗呢，他有长达几年在以弗所教会，在以弗所居住。
We know that Paul lived in the city of Ephesus for several years.
那么教导他们，牧养他们，为他们流泪祷告。
And teaches them, shepherd them, and also pray tearfully for them.
所以呢，保罗的盼望和祷告，就如他在使徒行传二十章三十二节这种在这儿提到的。
It's just like Paul described in the book of Acts.
那么保罗在使徒行传二十章三十二节，他这样讲到，他说：“如今我把你们交托神和他恩惠的道。”这道能借力你们，叫你们和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So Paul said, "Now I commit you to God and to the word of His grace, which can build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified."
我们知道以弗所的这些圣徒在没有信主之前，他们过去都是敬拜假神的。
We know that before the Christians that in Ephesus that know God, that they worship the idol, the false god.
但是因着神的恩典，福音借着保罗传到了以弗所这个地方。
But because of the gospel, because of God's grace, the gospel was preached in the city of Ephesus.
那么因着圣灵在他们里面的工作，使他们听了福音，就离弃了他们那些这个假神。
Because of the Holy Spirit works in their heart, so after they heard the gospel, they departed from the idols.
而接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主，还有他们生命的主。
So they received Jesus Christ as their Savior and the Lord of their life.
而且也因为圣灵的印记，他们也会将来得到一切神为他们预备的基业。
So also through the seals of the Holy Spirit, they will inherit God's blessing prepared for them.
那么这里呢，使徒保罗又听见他们在他离开后，他们生命的美更多的美好的见证。
So Paul once again heard their good testimonies through their life after Paul departed.
就是经文谈到的，他们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
And it's described in the scripture that they have faith in the Lord and also love all other saints.
也就是说，以弗所的弟兄姐妹们，他们不仅仅是口头上的相信，更重要的是他们生命的改变。
So not only that they confessed their belief through their mouths, they also has the change in their life.
那就是他们愿意按照主耶稣基督的教训去行，在主里面彼此相爱。
That is, they want to obey the Lord's command that they want to love one another in the Lord.
那么，这也是我们其实每个蒙恩得救、从圣灵重生之人生命的一个真实的必然体现。
So this is also a true demonstration for every Christian that truly saved by God.
那么圣灵用印记来印了你我，这个印记呢，不是说印在我们的眉头上，也不是说给我们一个什么这个身份的证件。
So the seals that Holy Spirit put in our hearts that is not just a thing that for us to boast.
那么是否有这个印记是透过爱将这个印记表明出来？
So if we truly have this seal in us, that is through the demonstration if we truly have love or not.
而这个爱也正是耶稣基督教导我们的一个命令。
And this love also was taught by the Lord.
那么在约翰福音的十三章三十四到三十五节，主耶稣告诉门徒，他说：“我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。”你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
So this command is given by Jesus in the book of John. A new command I give you: love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, and if you love one another.
那么在约翰一书的五章一到二节，那么约翰也这样讲，他说凡信耶稣是基督的都是从神而生，凡爱神他之神的也必爱从神生的，我们若爱神就遵守他的命令，从此就知道我们爱神的儿女。
So this love is also taught in the 1 John chapter 5. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well.
那么保罗呢，知道了这个以弗所信徒，他们信了主耶稣，又听到他们爱神爱人的美好的见证。
So Paul heard about that the saints that in Ephesus that they they believed Jesus Christ and their love of one another.
其实这正是主耶稣基督的门徒，神的儿女，生命的写照。
So this is also the true demonstration of God's children, the true life.
所以真信心必然会有美好的见证行出来。
So true faith.Also will give out the true demonstration in the life.
那么主耶稣呢，其实在这个新约里面，他赐给了门徒，也赐给了我们很多很多的命令。
So in the New Testament, Jesus Christ also gave us many commands.
那么比方说，他让我们爱邻舍，爱仇敌。
For example, he commanded us to love our neighbors and also love our, even our enemies.
他也让我们舍己，让我们顺服。
And also, deny ourselves and obey God.
他也让我们主日来教会敬拜，也让我们持一的奉献。
And also commanded us to come to worship God in on the Lord's Day and also gave tithes to the church.
等等等很多很多的命令。
And the many more commands that he gave to us.
我们知道我们都是罪人，我们虽然蒙恩得救，但是呢，所有的这些命令，我们没有一个人说完全能够行出这些命令来。
We know we all sinners, all these commands, not one of us can completely fulfill.
但是主让我们有一个新生命以后呢，是对这些神的命令的态度，我们信之前和信之后是有一个完全不同的这个理解。
But God gave us this new life, that the attitude towards God's command is different from the attitude that we believed before.
那么在我们认识主之前呢，那么这些命令是与我们生命是毫无相关的。
Before we know Christ, those commands are irrelevant to us.
我们更不会在乎这些命令，也不会觉得他们重要，更不会去遵行。
So we don't care about all those commands, and we of course we will not obey those commands.
但是当我们信主之后呢，我们的生命被更新改变。
But after we believed, our life is transformed.
这些命令对我们就成了我们生命中的一部分。
And those commands are become part of our life.
虽然我们不可能条条去遵守。
Even though we do not, we cannot fully obey them one by one.
但是我们愿意去靠着神的恩典去尽我们的努力，去就像神说，我们尽心尽力尽意来去爱他，也去遵守他的命令。
So, but we will try our best, do our best to obey those commands, just like the Lord commanded us to love Him with all our soul, our heart, and mind.
所以当我们没有做到的时候，我们不在乎，而是会心中觉得亏欠。
When we failed to obey the command, that in our heart we felt regret towards God.
而且呢，我们也知道主耶稣呢，他特别的差遣使徒保罗。
And also, Jesus sent the Apostle Paul.
那么做他的门徒是他特殊的权柄和智慧。
As his disciples, he gave him authority and to spread his gospel.
在外邦中传因信称义、认罪悔改的福音。
And send him to the Gentiles to proclaim salvation, the justification by faith.
那么根据使徒行传，那么保罗曾经他是两次去过以弗所。
So according to the record of the book of Acts, Paul went to Ephesus twice.
那么他第一次呢，只是去有一个短暂的停留。
The first time is only a short stop.
那么第二次去呢，他在那里住了两年或者是三年。
So the second time he lived in Ephesus for two, even 3 years.
那么《使徒行传》的十九章第八节和第十节，他这样讲，他说保罗进会堂，发胆讲道，一连三个月，辩论神国的事，劝化众人。
So Acts chapter 19 verse 8 says, Paul entered the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God.
那么接着后面的第十节说，这样有两年之久，叫一切住在亚细亚的，无论是犹太人是希腊人，都听见主的道。
So verse 10 said, This went on for 2 years, so that all the Jews and the Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of God.
那么在《使徒行传》的二十章的三十一节，那么当保罗最后一次见到以弗所教会的长老时，他是这样劝勉他们。
So in chapter 20, the last time that Paul saw the elders in the church of Ephesus,
所以在使徒行传二十章三十一节，他说：“所以你们应当警醒，纪念我三年之久昼夜不住的流泪，劝你们个人。”
So be on your guard. Remember that for 3 years I never stopped warning each of you night and day with tears.
所以这里我们看到保罗对以弗所圣徒的思念，对他们的爱，那么在祷告中常常纪念他们。
So here we see that Paul's love.And he's caring for the Christians that in the church of Ephesus.
那么从他最后一次离开以弗所到他写这封信，那么圣经学者估计大约有七年。
So the last time he left Ephesus until he finished the book of Ephesians, that is about 7 years.
那么如今呢，保罗看到神在那些本来敬拜假神的这些以弗所这些地方，他所做的奇妙的工作。
So Paul now saw that God's wonderful work in the church of Ephesus.
那么由衷的就发出对神的感恩和赞美。
That he from his heart that he gave doxology to God.
而且保罗听到以弗所圣徒因着圣灵的工作信从主耶稣，生命得到了改变。
Paul heard that because of the work of the Holy Spirit, that the church of Ephesus that believed the gospel and their life is transformed.
他赞美神在以弗所圣徒身上的恩典。
He gives thanks to God for the grace that was on the church of Ephesus.
他知道这是圣灵在这些圣徒身上的美好的工作。
Because he knows that this is the truly work of the Holy Spirit.
所以他就更加迫切地为他们属灵的生命来祷告。
So he earnestly pray for the church there.
我们其实也常常为人祷告，也为自己祷告。
So oftentimes we also pray for us or others.
那么现在呢，我们来看看保罗他为以弗所的弟兄是如何祷告的。
So now let us take a look how Paul prays for the church of Ephesus.
那么这也是我们今天的第二个方面，就是圣徒圣灵是帮助圣徒能够更正确的认识神。
So this explains how the Holy Spirit helps the saints to know God.
我们看这个第十六节后半部分到十七节。那么这里说，他在祷告中的时候常提醒你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵 赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
So Paul remembers them in his prayer, I keep asking that God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation.So that you may know him better.
那么保罗这里首先从两个方面来描述我们祷告的对象应该是谁。
So here Paul points out who should we pray to.
他首先说是也是主耶稣基督的神。
So first is the God of Jesus Christ.
那么这是指三位一体神的第一位圣父。
So this is the first person in the Trinity God, the Father.
我们知道从第一章的第三节到十四节告诉我们。
So verse 13 and 14 tells us.
那么圣父呢？他在救恩过程中预备了救恩。
So the God the Father, in the salvation prepared the salvation.
接续我们给他给我们圣徒的身份。
So He has chosen us, give us the life of being a saint.
并且在基督耶稣里呢，预定我们得儿子的名分。
And also in Jesus Christ that gave us the name of, to be His children.
他为了让这些福气成就在你我的身上。
In order for those blessings to accomplish on us.
所以他差派他的独生爱子耶稣基督道成肉身来到这个世上。
So He sent His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to come to this world.
那么这就是圣子。
This is the Son, God the Son.
那么圣子耶稣呢？基督呢，他是在救恩过程中成全了神给我们的救恩。
So God the Son accomplished the salvation for us.
那么借着他的血，我们得蒙救赎，过犯能够得到赦免。
Through His blood, that our sin is forgiven and cleansed.
而又能够照着神他所安排的，能够在日期满足的时候，使天上一切所有的都能在基督里同归于一。
And also through Jesus Christ, that when the time comes, that everything in heaven and on earth will brought together under His Jesus Christ, one head.
那么，当主耶稣基督复活升天后，他又赐下圣灵给他的教会。
So after Jesus Christ resurrected and rise to heaven, that He gave us the Holy Spirit.
而圣灵呢，在救恩过程中是实行神给我们预备的救恩。
So the Holy Spirit is executed the salvation for us.
而且也是我们得救的印记。
And also as a seal for our salvation.
也更是我们得基业的一个凭据。
And it's also a deposit that guarantee us to have the inheritance from God.
所以我们透过圣灵在我们里面的这个生命的改变，我们与基督呢就联合在了一起。
So through the Holy Spirit change in our life, that our life is union with Christ.
所以这里面说，主耶稣基督的神，也就是所有蒙恩得救、信靠耶稣基督、所有得救之人的神。
So the God of Jesus Christ is also a God of every believers that believes the gospel.
那么保罗从另一个方面也告诉我们，我们祷告的对象，那也就是说荣耀的父。
So another Paul mentioned that our who we should pray to is the glorious Father.
那么宇宙万物的一切荣耀其实都属于神。
So all the everything in the universe is all belong to God.
所以他是一切美善的源头。
So He is the source of everything.Good.
那么如果我们在祷告中常常的思想 神是谁，那么这会呢使我们生出对神的信心和敬畏。
So every time when we pray that we know who the true God is, that will give us the fear and the love of God.
也知道我们祷告的对象乃是主耶稣基督的神，也是我们的神，他是荣耀的父，也是我们的父。
So that we know that the God is, of Jesus Christ is also our God, and the Father of Him is also our Father.
那么他的荣耀呢，是透过他的属性来彰显的。
So His glory is demonstrated through His attributes.
那么如果我们在祷告中常常是，那么比如我们犯了罪，那么我们就会就像小孩子一样做错了事情。
So if in our life we confess sin, that we're just like a child that did something wrong.
那么如果一个孩子犯了错以后，那么想到去爸爸那儿认错，那么他得到的就是一顿棍棒。
So if a child did something wrong and went to his father, but his father beat him up.
那么他肯定是不会去的。
Then he will not go next time.
他尽量会把他做错的事情隐藏起来。
Then he will cover all his bad deeds.
但是呢，如果我们若知道神乃是一位发慈悲的神，
But if we know that the Father, the God is a God of merciful,
那么就没有什么罪需要我们隐藏的。
Then we will, we have nothing to hide, behind him.
我们就会随时随地的去到神的面前来认罪，来悔改。
We will go to him right away, any time that we confess, we commit any sin.
来求他的赦免。
And we ask his forgiveness.
因为我们知道，我们这位神呢，是我们这位这个发慈悲的父。
We know that this God is the God is the, our merciful Father.
那么赐我们，那么赐我们智慧，神，那么神其实也是赐我们智慧的神。
And God is also God give us wisdom.
那么如果我们深深的知道神赐给我们智慧，也赐给我们各样的平安。
If we know God give us wisdom and peace.
那么我们也知道如神他是一个众光之父。
And God is also a God that of all light.
那么当我们在生命中如果经历一些挫折或者是苦难，那么被黑暗笼罩的时候。
So when we, our life endures darkness and difficulties.
我们自然而然就会来到父神的面前来求他的安慰。
And we will naturally come before him to ask for comforting.
因为我们知道他是赐各样平安的神。
Because we know that he is the Father, God of peace.
因为我们也知道他是众光之父。
And we also know that he is the light of all.
他一定会把我们能够从黑暗中带到光明之中。
He can deliver us from the darkness to the lightness.
那么他不会旁观，他不会漠视。
And he will not just be a bystander and feel indifferent with our situation.
他随时随地会帮助那些真正信靠他的人。
He will come to help to those that who truly trust him anytime they need it.
那么保罗深知这位荣耀的神，他继续就为以弗所的圣徒来祷告。
Paul knows this God truly, so he prays for the church of Ephesus.
那么他求神呢，将那赐人智慧与启示的灵赏赐给他们。
So he pray God give the church the wisdom and the revelation, the spirit of wisdom and the revelation.
能够目的是使他们能够真知道神。
So that they may truly know God.
那么在希腊文或者英文的圣经中，大家会看到，在圣灵的前面都会有一个定冠词。
So for the original Greek language that before the Holy Spirit, the Spirit that there is a word that describes it.
那么它特指是三位一体神的第三位。
That points to the Holy Spirit, God the Spirit in the Triune God.
而这里的这个灵，那么在它的前面，在我们英文圣经的翻译里面，我们看到是有一个不定冠词啊。
What is that? 不定冠。So here it's a different word to describe the spirit.
那么所以呢，保罗这里不是说求神再赐一个圣，再赐一次圣灵给以弗所的信徒。
So Paul here is not asking God to give another spirit to the church of Ephesus.
而是求神因着住在圣徒里面的圣灵赐圣徒属灵的各样的恩赐能力。
On the other hand, he's asking God to give the church that the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
能够明白神的启示，正确的来认识神。
So they understand God's revelation and truly know this God.
那么在以赛亚书的11:12有同样的用法。
And in the book of Isaiah, there is a similar usage.
他这里说，耶和华的灵必住在他身上。就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏耶和华的灵。
The spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and of understanding, the spirit of counsel and of power, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
所以这一节经文里面呢，它的第一个那个灵，它是指圣灵。
So the first spirit is the Holy Spirit.
而后面的那三个灵，那个灵呢，它是指某种属灵的能力或者是恩赐。
And the rest of the spirit that indicates that it's the spirit of different blessings, wisdom and knowledge, such blessings that from God.
那么这里面的真知道神就是指正确的能够认识神。
So truly know God, is know God rightly.
那么保罗已经听说了以弗所教会，他们这些圣徒信了主，也有爱的行为。
So Paul heard that this church that heard about the gospel and believed it and also loved other brothers and sisters.
但是有这些爱的行为，并不能说明他们就一定正确的认识神。
But even though they have all these deeds of love, doesn't mean that they know God rightly.
我们知道一些宗教或者异端的信徒，他们的爱心的行为很多是胜过我们基督徒的。
We know that there's some other group of heresies or cults that they have.A lot of love actions that might even more than the Christians.
比方这些摩门教呀、耶和华见证人呀等等，我们可以看到他们所行的、所做的，真的是很有爱心，也很真的是看到他们也很有在他们所认识的这个上有信心。
So we know that the Mormons or the Jehovah Witness that they have the love towards others, then they have the seems to have the strong faith in what they believe.
而且我们也知道，信佛教的那些人每天做这做那，也是看上去也有很大的爱的行为。
So we know that people who believe Buddhism that they also have a lot of acts of love that.Sacrificially for others.
然而可悲的是，他们不知道他们所信的对象是错的。
But the sad thing is that they do not know that the source of they believe that is wrong.
所以他们所信的是假神，是偶像。
They believe the false god and the idol god.
他们不明白，是因为他们心里没有圣灵。
They do not understand because they do not have the Holy Spirit in them.
同样，我们靠自己的理性和经验也不可能正确认识神。
Same manner that through our own rations and our own experience that we cannot figure God out.
我们能够真知道神，能够读懂圣经，那么能够活出基督徒的生命。
So the reason that we can read the Bible clearly and understand and also believe it and live a life out of it.
所以这不是你我有什么才能，有什么德行。
It's not based on ourselves' ability and our good morals.
乃完全是我们里面的圣灵在帮助我们。
But it's the Holy Spirit in us helped us.
我们才会有了智慧，能够正确明白神的启示。
So that we have the wisdom and understand God's revelation.
也才能够正确的认识神，明白神说了什么，也就明白了他是谁。
So that we can know God truly and rightly and understand what God has said to us.
所以这正是使徒保罗在哥林多前书一章十二到十一到十二节告诉我们的。他在这儿这样告诉我们，他说。除了在人里头的灵，谁知道人的事？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事。
啊，我是格林多。
一章是一到十二节，十一到十二节。
十一章啊。
一章是一到十二节。
But it's different. First Corinthians, okay.你就 skip 这个 different English。
那么保罗除了祷告神使圣徒靠圣灵的帮助来正确认识神。
So the others through Paul's prayer that seek Holy Spirit to help us to know God rightly。
那他也祷告父神，能够使圣灵帮助圣徒知道神的恩召和神的荣耀。
So he also asked, pray for the saints that we truly understand God's glorious inheritance in us.
我们只有知道神是谁，我们才会相信和知道，那么这是怎样的一位神，荣耀的神。
So only through that we know who God is, then we can truly believe who he is.
也才会知道和相信他为信他的人做了什么。
And we also can believe that what he has done for those that who believed him.
也为我们预备了什么。
And prepared for us.
那么这也是我们今天最后一点跟大家分享，就是圣灵也帮助圣徒知道神的恩召和神的荣耀。
So the Holy Spirit also helps the saints to know God's calling and glory.
那我们看十八节，他这儿讲，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等的丰盛的荣耀。
So verse 18, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance.In the sense,
我们知道我们过去呢都是属灵的瞎眼，又在黑暗之中。
We know that we were spiritually blinded and live in darkness before.
那么是神的恩典，因着圣灵在我们里面的工作，赐给了我们一个新的生命。
Because of God's grace and through the Holy Spirit regenerated us, gave us a new life.
使我们心中的眼睛得以看见。
So that the eyes of our heart is enlightened.
那么他又把我们从黑暗中领到光明。
And he also lead us out of the darkness into the lightness.
那么保罗已经知道，那么以弗所教会的信徒，那么他们在基督耶稣里的信心和他们的爱心。
And Paul learned that the church of Ephesus, that their faith in the Lord and also their love for all the others.
那么他现在也要让他们知道他们在主耶稣基督里他们的恩召有何等的指望。
And he also need to let them know that how glorious that this calling for them.
也知道他们在神在圣徒中所得的基业，那么有这个何等的丰盛的荣耀。
And also the inheritance that they are in God is how great and glorious.
我们也看到其他宗教或者异端的信徒，那么他也有他们自己的，有他们自己对这个自己的信仰。
And we know that there's other religions, they also have their own belief.
也有他们爱的行为。
And they have their own love deeds.
但他们的信仰的根基乃是不对，错的。
But the foundation laid out the is wrong.
不会有永恒的基业在那里为他们存留。
There's no eternal inheritance for them.
所以那些劫持飞机，那么撞上世贸大厦的人。
And those who are 劫持。Who took the airplane and those terrorists who took the airplanes and strike the buildings.
就是他们以为他们一旦这个做了自己的事情，他们就会进入天堂。
And those hijackers that they think that once they done that, that they will go to heaven.
但可悲的是，他们却不知道他们进入了一个多么黑暗的地方。
But the terrible sadness is that they will enter into an eternal darkness.
那么基督徒的根基乃是救主基督。
And the foundation for Christians that it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
而我们所盼望的是靠他来成就。
And our hope is that he accomplish everything for us.
那么我们呢对这些有完全的把握。
And we have the total assurance of this.
因为耶稣基督的死和复活，它不但是圣经中的记载，它也是一个历史的事实。
Because the death of Jesus Christ and his resurrection is not just recorded in the book, it's also things that happened truly in the history.
那么在罗马书的八章二十四节告诉我们，他说我们得救是在乎盼望，只是所借的盼望不是盼望，谁盼望他所借的呢？罗马书八章二十四节。
Okay, so in the Romans chapter 8, verse 24 says, "For this hope we were saved, But hope is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what he already has?
那么在彼得前书一章十三节，那么彼得也这样写道，他说：“所以要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带给你们的恩。”
So in 1 Peter, Peter says, "Therefore, prepare your minds for action, be self-controlled, and set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed."
那么保罗要我们知道，神呼召我们，在万人中拣选了我们。
Paul wants us to know that God called us among all people and chose us eternally.
那么救恩是关于永恒的，不是说神赐给我们一套这些规条来遵守。
So salvation is about eternal life. It's not God only gave us some rules, commands for us to obey.
他要我们知道，要我们定睛在将来的盼望。
He wants us to understand and fix our eyes on the hope in the future.
而且要靠着圣灵在我们里面的印记，得到神为我们预备的基业。
And through the marks of the Holy Spirit in us, that we can have this inheritance.
那么最终在耶稣基督里，那么跟他同归于一。
So that in Jesus Christ, we will union with God.
那我们今天呢，通过使徒保罗为以弗所教会的祷告
，through today's teaching of the prayer from Paul for the Ephesus，
那我们看到呢，圣徒只有靠圣灵的帮助，才能越来越多的正确的认识神。
We know that the Christians only through the help of the Holy Spirit we can know God more and more。
我们也只有对神有正确的认识，我们才能知道我们的盼望在哪里。
So only through the right knowledge of God that we will understand where is our hope.
也才能知道神为我们预备了什么样的基业。
And we will understand what kind of inheritance God prepared for us.
我们才能够真正的活出讨神喜悦的一个生命。
And we will live out a life that pleasing God.
我们也只有正确的认识神，才能把重正的福音传给那些还没有信主的人。
Only when we truly know God rightly that we can preach the gospel to those that who are still not believed yet.
而对于教会来说，也只有正确的认识神，才能遵从神。
And for the church that only truly know God rightly that we will obey God.
才能真正的造就圣徒，也才能容神一人。
And we can equip the saints and also glory God and help others.
我们就求神呢，把保罗为以弗所这些圣徒所求的这些，也求神能够赐给你我。
So we will pray that Paul's prayer for the Ephesus is also a prayer for our church.
让我们也能够满心知道神的旨意。
So that we will truly know God's will for us.
我们能够活出神的荣耀
，so that we will live out God's glory.
我们来一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们一起来到你的面前，来呼求你的名。
Oh, Heavenly Father, we come before you to call your name.
主，我们也一起真的是为我们自己，为我们的教会来祷告。
So we will pray for ourselves and for our church.
让我们真的知道主耶稣基督你。我们祷告的神乃是耶稣基督的神，也是我们的荣耀的父。
Let us truly understand the God we prayed to is the God of Jesus Christ and also our God.
我们也求父神能够把赐人智慧启示的灵也充充满满的赏赐给我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
So we also pray that God gives the spirit of wisdom and revelation to every one of us.
能够让我们正确的认识神。
And so we will truly know God rightly.
让我们活出主你让我们活出的样式。
And live out a life that God prepared for us.
让我们能够彼此相爱，能够被外人能够认出主，我们真的是你的儿女，你的门徒。
So that we will love one another, and others will through seeing our love among us will truly know you.
我们谢谢主。
We thank you.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.